This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Ari Goretzky, ESET researcher. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
So, you know, I wanted to discuss Mega Upload, which was recently shut down by the U.S. Department of Justice. Can you tell us a little bit more about this news?
Certainly can, Matt. Yesterday evening, the United States Department of Justice, working in conjunction with the New Zealand government and some other governments around the world, shut down the megaupload.com website and has arrested or issued warrants for many of its employees. This was done in response to an investigation that had apparently been going on for quite some time into widespread copyright theft, the pirating of copyrighted materials.
What kind of triggered it at this point, or has there been an ongoing investigation?
Well, the indictment, which is a rather long document, and I'm still going through it right now, seems to indicate that the founders or owners of Mega Upload had engaged in a criminal conspiracy to distribute DVDs, music, games, other kind of software online. And while there are a lot of file hosting services out there, most of them will take down software of this kind or material of that kind quite promptly when they're notified. So they qualify under the U.S. law for what we call a Safe Harbor Act, in that they're not responsible for the material that they carry as long as they're not personally aware of it, and that they remove it promptly when asked to do so. It seems that the operators of Mega Upload in this case were quite aware of what they were distributing, and even were discussing the strategies of the amount that they should remove for organizations who were complaining about piracy and so forth.
And I guess, can you just explain to us a little bit, it sounds like the anonymous group has kind of gotten involved here. How so?
The shutdown of the site by the U.S. Department of Justice has kind of triggered a reaction from Anonymous. They've taken to trying to shut down the websites of the parties involved through distributed denial of service attacks. Some of those websites include the U.S. Department of Justice's website, the FBI's website, in France, Hadopi website, which is the copyright enforcement agency over there, websites for the MPAA and RIA, the trade groups for movie and music industries, a few others related to that, the content producers themselves, such as Sony, Universal, Warner Music, and EMI.
Interesting. I guess, you know, we on a recent podcast, we were discussing, you know, SoapBud. It looks like, you know, this is an example of how we are able to kind of prosecute copyright infringement without those type of legislations.
Absolutely, Matt. This indictment, and although it seems a very broad, kind of overbearing document, does demonstrate that the government can successfully generate an indictment against an organization without the need for those kinds of laws. And it really makes one wonder why they were even thinking about laws like SOPA and PIPA in the first place, when they can perform actions like this that really do seem to make a difference. If the claim that $500 million of copyrighted material was infringed through that one website.
Ari, anything else on this topic that we should be aware of?
There are a couple of things that I would encourage our listeners to keep in mind. One is that the Mega Upload site is down for now. If you see any emails or messages claiming that it's up somewhere else or to go to a link and click on it to access it again, don't. That is very likely a phishing attempt, a hoax, or some other kind of scam. And it could be dangerous to go there. The other thing would be if you see any announcements about articles or protest pages to go to there, share through on social media, be cautious about going to those as well. We've had some reports that some of the web addresses being sent out to help protest this action are, in fact, scam websites that, when you visit them, will automatically launch a denial of service from your computer to attack the other organization's websites. So just by visiting one of those, you could unknowingly be participating in a DDoS, and that could have some implications for your computer use, not just from your internet service provider, but from your local or national police department. So if you want to find out more about this, I'd recommend sticking with the traditional news media outlets or places that you know which are safe to get information from.
Well, Ari, as always, thanks so much, and I appreciate you taking the time to discuss this with us. If you have any additional questions for Ari or the research team, feel free to email them at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like the ESET team on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.